Something so strong, it's Crowded House on Coast. Your feel-good breakfast with Tony, Jason, Sam. We finally had a win yesterday with the Chasers. Our battler, Sam Wallace, managed to pull one back because in the last week, we've lost three times. So you could take our money with the Chasers, a general knowledge quiz where if we can't match your score, you win money. It's coming before eight. But speaking of money... We're chatting with the wonderful Nikki Reed from Milford Asset Management to drill down on when to use a financial advisor or just be across what's happening with the interest rates and the banks and do it yourself. Nikki's here to answer a couple of quick questions, but remember this is only information to help you understand more and is not financial advice. So Nikki, the OCR has been cut by 50 basis points. What sort of opportunities could that open up for everyday Kiwis? And are there smart moves we could be making right about now?
Look, any change in financial conditions in your own finances or things like interest rates are going to have an effect on household finances, whether it be, you know, what you're fixing your mortgage at, maybe, you know, refixing in the next 6 months, which a lot of Kiwis are, meaning that you've got a bit more disposable income. You can consider whether you keep those repayments higher to knock off that mortgage earlier, because that saves you absolutely thousands and thousands of dollars.
Smash it as soon as you can.
Yeah, if you've been managing, I know it's not fun, but if you've been managing, then maybe, you know, you find a way to keep those repayments a wee bit higher than the minimum. Sam's giving me a grimace.
I'm giving you...
I know it's dull, I'm sorry. But it is, you know, that's a guaranteed return, isn't it? The sooner you pay off your mortgage, the sooner you've got more money to do other things.
So let's talk about that, because, I mean, my interest rates, I think I'm at 6.9 or something at the moment. It's about to drop to... Mine's coming off in November, so it should drop to 4.5 or below. You know, the argument is at 4.5, so far I'm looking at my gains on my Milford asset. I could set up a separate fund and be doing better with the money in Milford than I am in terms of saving money on my loans. So is that an option or is that stupid?
No, it's not stupid. It just depends on your money personality.
Right.
You're right. From time to time, you're going to find that you have a much better return off investing versus paying off your mortgage. Some people like to get rid of debt. So again, money personality is really important. Some people like the discipline of having a mortgage. They consider that a form of saving by then making sure that they don't fritter their extra money away, that they plug it into paying off an asset. You know, once that money hits your bank account, and if you don't have a bill to pay, it's pretty easy to have a bit more fun. And then on the flip side, if you don't have a mortgage and your term deposit rates are dwindling and dwindling and dwindling, you've got a different problem to address.
Inflation.
And it is. So you take off your tax and your inflation and you're generally going backwards in real terms. So
you kind of have to invest.
You do. And you've got to take, and this is difficult for people who maybe haven't had much exposure to the share market before or investing in financial markets. They need to take more risk, but they may not be quite ready to do that. So which is where financial advisors come in, right?
Well, so it's a really good point. My parents are exactly in that situation. They've saved for their retirement. They've got money there. They're too scared to invest because they've seen people fail in the past.
Yep. And remembering that, well, you know, I suppose it is a bit of a plug for us, but at Milford, we as staff invest in our own funds. So we don't like negative performance ourselves. We like our money going up, just like we like our clients' money going up. We're real people with real lives and real money as well.
You put into real speak as well. You can head to milfordasset.com to reach out and speak with one of their financial advisors about your investment strategy. Coming up in a couple of minutes, she's one of the most famous women in the world, married to a guy who's been voted sexiest man alive, but we're kind of feeling sorry for her this morning.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this new Victoria Beckham documentary and find out what take we all have. And I suspect the three of us are all a bit different on this one.
Absolutely. I was not so fond.
Hold your thoughts. We're going to go there after 7:30.
Coast Breakfast with Tony, Jay, Sam and Bargain Chemist. Same day delivery available now at bargainchemist.co.nz.
Before the certainty.